That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Have you had a headache lately? Think back. How about yesterday, or the day before, or this morning? Or did someone in your family have one? Well, when headache causes discomfort, the thing to do is reach for the Alka-Seltzer. Yes, that's the way to help yourself to fast, welcome relief. Now, you probably keep Alka-Seltzer on hand at your house for prompt relief from the distress of occasional acid indigestion. And you know how effective and dependable it can be. And friends, it's just as effective for occasional headache pain. Try it and you'll agree, there's nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer for fast headache relief. And there's a good reason for this fast action, too. Alka-Seltzer is completely dissolved before you take it. So its pain-relieving agent, sodium acetyl salicylate, is ready to go right to work, ready to bring you the fast relief you want. So friends, remember, when headache causes grief, misery can be brief. Take Alka-Seltzer for relief. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Cedric was the latest victim of the 5-year-old sack of letters. Last Friday, he left for the county seat thinking he was being drafted into the Army. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot'em Down store. Lum is talking on the telephone. Listen.
Well, Dick, I don't see why you're so mixed up. I wrote all the transactions down in that post office bookkeeping book you got there. Put them down in black and ink.
Dick sure kept that telephone hot talking to old Lum since he got back.
Well, I don't see what difference that makes. One column's just like another. Well, I was using my own system.
Uh-oh.
Which numbers? Oh, no, that's just the number of packages that was mailed out. I don't know how much postage there was on them. Never kept no track of that. How's that? Oh, I thought you said something. Well, is there anything else you don't understand there, Dick? Uh-huh. All right, then, I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Dick still having trouble figuring out the books over there, huh?
Yeah, I just don't understand him. He used to be awful good on figures, but since he got back from this vacate, he just seems to be all mixed up.
Maybe it's the way you kept the books long.
Well, there ain't nothing wrong with the way I keep books. You know what an old figurehead I am.
Yeah.
No, the whole trouble is he's just been away from it for so long, he's rusty.
Rusty?
Yeah. Yeah, it'll take him a little time to get back in the harness.
It's going to take him a little time to get back in that harness you fixed up for him, I'll say that. Dick told me he worked all day Sunday trying to figure out some of that bookkeeping stuff you wrote down.
He did, huh?
What he said.
You know, it just looks to me like Dick don't appreciate what I've done for him. The only reason I'd taken over the post office was to do him a favor. It's the last time I'm going to help anybody out.
Well, Dick said it's the last time you're going to help him out.
Well, I ain't going to worry about it no more. He's more than likely just jealous because I could step in there and with no training do such a bang-up job. Here I was able to do in a few weeks' time what had taken Dick 20 years to do.
You know, that's practical, the same thing that Dick said.
It is?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He said that Lum is amazing.
Well, I do know.
Said he was able to undo in 3 weeks what it took me 20 years to build up.
Undo?
Facts is, he said, I know, because wait a minute, there's Cedric over there across. Oh, no, what's wrong? Old Fatty Thompson. What in the world could have happened to Cedric anyway, Lum?
I don't know, but I'm beginning to get worried about him. What day was it he left for the draft board?
It was Friday.
I reckon he's still wandering around the county seat trying to find the draft board. Well, he ought to had enough sense to look at the date on that draft notice and see it was 5-year-old.
Yeah, well, you know, Cedric, he don't read so good long.
Well, he can read dates.
Yeah, reckon we ought to go to the county seat and start hunting around for him?
I don't know. We ought to do something. No telling what's happened to him. Special with that note Ben gave him.
The one asking the draft board to start Cedric out as a captain?
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with that? I know I'd heap rather start out as a captain than a private.
Well, so would I, but it just don't work that way, Abner. And if he happens to wander into an Army recruiting station there and shows him that note, it's liable to get him into trouble of some kind.
Yeah, well, maybe one of us better go to the county seat and start looking for him, Lum.
Well, I tell you, we'll call over to his place once more and see if his mama's heard anything from him. And then if she...
Called over there not 20 minutes ago.
Oh, well, in that case, maybe hour to make the trip right now.
Well, one of us ought to, I believe.
Yeah, it's too late for me to catch the mail hack, but maybe I can get a ride with Ezra Seastrunk. I heard him say he was going to have to go in on business this afternoon. Better call him right away.
Yeah, tell him I can get away most any time.
No, I think I better be the one to go, Abner. You wouldn't know where to start looking for Cedric. Say, didn't you open this letter I bring over for you this morning? Didn't you see it?
Yeah, I seen it laying there. I just figured it was one of them five-year-old ones. Ain't that right?
No, this one's brand new. Uh-huh. Just look at the postmark on there. See that?
I do know. I just kind of got out of the habit of opening any letters around here because I figured they's all old.
No, Dick said he'd taken care of all them old ones and there ain't going to be no more trouble over them no more.
Well, doggies, I'm proud to hear that. Well, I better see what this says, I reckon.
Yeah. Hope Ezra ain't left yet. He never said exactly what time he's aiming on leaving. He said afternoon, that's all he said.
Thought this was going to be something interesting.
Well, what does he say? Wait a minute. Hello, Ezra. This is Lum.
Oh,
oh, just only tolerably. Say, Ezra, you mentioned something about driving into the county seat this afternoon. I was just wondering if I could bum a ride with you. Well, that's all right. I can leave any time.
Hey, wait a minute, Lum. There comes Cedric right now.
Huh?
Cedric's back. See him coming up out there?
Oh, never mind, Ezra. I won't be going in after all, but I'm much obliged to you anyway. Yeah, all right, Ezra. Goodbye.
For the land sakes, come on in here, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
What in the world happened to you, anyway?
Well, it's kind of a long story, I think.
Well, you just sit right down here and tell it to us. We've just been awful worried about you, Cedric.
Well, I sort of have been worried about me, too.
I suppose you found out that draft notice you got was 5 year old.
It was.
Why, sure. Must have come out of that old sack of mail over there.
Oh, well, maybe that's why they had so much trouble trying to figure out what I wanted.
Who's they? You never found no draft board, did you?
Well, I don't know much what I found. There was some soldiers there, officers, I think, and they finally decided that I wanted to list.
List?
Unlist, I guess it is.
Enlist. Well, whatever it is. Well, that ain't what you done, is it, Cedric?
Yes, Ma.
Huh?
They said they meant getting in the Army, and that's what I thought I was being drafted for.
Oh, my sakes, they lied.
Well, maybe the Army will be good for you, Cedric. How long are you going to be in for?
Well, I don't... Rightly, no. I don't think I'm going to be in at all.
Well, you enlisted, didn't you?
Yes, Mama, I think so.
Well, you're in, then.
But they wouldn't take me.
Huh?
But they sent me back home again.
They did?
Well, what happened, anyway?
Well, I ain't exactly sure, I don't think. All I know is that all these officers told me the greatest one thing in the world was to get in the Army. And the next thing I know, they had me in a other room with my shirt off, and they was giving me a Pacifical Limitation.
Huh?
Zamacystical fillination.
What?
Examical. They had me say ah.
Oh, I see. You mean a physical examination.
Yes, Mom, that's it. Physical examination. I can't speak them words.
Well, what happened anyway, Cedric? Did you pass the examination?
Well, according to them, I was the healthiest fella they ever examined.
Hmm.
Well, why didn't they take you then?
Well, I don't know.
Did you have flat feet?
I don't think so. They said I passed the examination something wonderful.
Oh, now, that's peculiar. Well, why wouldn't they take you then?
Then they give me an intelligence test.
Oh, well, that explains it.
They set me down in this room and give me a pencil and told me to fill out a questionnaire.
Questionnaire?
So I started working on it. That was Friday. They closed up at 6:30 that night, and I wasn't done yet, so they told me to go and rest up and come back in the morning.
Well, we wondered what was taking you so long, Cedric.
So I got there the first thing the next morning and went right to work again. They closed at noon on Saturday, and somehow or other, I got locked up in there.
Oh, my goodness. Well, weren't there no way you could get out?
Well, I didn't try, because I still had some work to do on the questionnaire. I worked on it all the rest of that day, and then I ate some peanut brittle I had with me along about 8 o'clock in the evening, and then right back to work again.
Oh, that must have been a long questionnaire.
I must have fell asleep, though, because I was still there the next morning. After a breakfast of peanut brittle, I worked all day Sunday.
Well, Cedric, a questionnaire couldn't be that long.
Well, it weren't that it was so awful long. It's just that it was kind of hard, I think.
Yeah.
Especially that first question. I think I might have done all right if I could have ever got past that one.
You mean you never got past the first question?
For the land's sakes, how come you'd have so much trouble with the answers, Cedric?
I never had no trouble with the answers. It was the questions.
Well, what was so hard about them?
I couldn't read them.
Oh, well, it's a handicap, yes.
Anyway, they woke me up this morning and told me I better go on home. The feller said they'd call me.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yes, Mom. He said if they call me not to come, because things would be out of hand anyway. They'll take women and children first.
Huh?
Well, I better get on over at home and tell Mama the good news.
Yeah, better do that, Cedric. We're glad you're back.
Yeah, so long, Cedric.
That boy.
Sometimes I think... Oh, there's that letter of yours on the floor.
Yeah, I know it. I was throwing it at the stove, but I missed it.
Don't you want it?
No, it's just some circular sometime. Advertisement. somebody's always trying to sell me something. I wish they'd leave me alone.
Yeah, what are they trying to say to you now?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't figure it out. $100,000, I think. I couldn't make no sense out of it.
That's the name of some law firm on there, ain't it? Wayne, Mayfield, and Wayne, Attorneys at Law, St. Louis, Missouri. What is it?
Well, look at it yourself. I don't know.
Mr. Abner Peabody, Pine Ridge, Arkansas. Dear sir, this is to notify you that under the
Well, for the land sakes alive. Hey, Lum, look, old Tom Forster walking down the road with Sister Simpson. You reckon she's finally hooked him?
Abner, you crazy idiot. They ain't trying to sell you $100,000. They're trying to give it to you. You've inherited a fortune.
Well, has Abner actually been named in somebody's will? If so, what kind of terms will be imposed upon Abner?